Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a decisive victory at their annual meeting, Walt Disney shareholders have re-elected all 12 current board members, effectively sidelining a campaign by activist investors Nelson Peltz and Blackwell's Capital for the second consecutive year. This move underscores the confidence investors have in the current leadership and direction of the company, despite Peltz's notable garnering of 30% shareholder support in his bid for a seat on the board. Amidst this backdrop of corporate governance battles, Disney has seen its stock soar nearly 54% since the announcement of the proxy fight, signaling strong market approval of its strategic direction. The company is on a robust path, aiming for $7.5 billion in cost savings, while also projecting profitability for its streaming business within the year. Furthermore, Disney has taken steps to reward its shareholders by increasing its dividend payouts and initiating a share repurchase plan. At the helm of these strategic maneuvers is CEO Bob Iger, who has emphasized the importance of a smooth transition for his successor. Iger's tenure is set to conclude at the end of 2026, marking the end of an era for Disney. Under his leadership, Disney has expanded its entertainment platform significantly, a move that has been met with widespread approval. The focus now shifts to succession planning with Disney chair Mark Parker and the board considering both internal and external candidates to fill Iger's shoes. Among the potential successors are high-profile executives within the Disney empire, underscoring the company's commitment to continuity and innovation. As Disney looks to the future, it remains steadfast in its decision not to spin off ESPN, a segment that, under President James Pitaro, has seen improved ratings and secured media rights to major live events. This strategic choice reflects Disney's broader commitment to maintaining its dominance in the media and entertainment industry, even as it navigates the challenges of streaming and succession planning. With CEO Bob Iger at the forefront, Disney is poised to continue its legacy as a global entertainment powerhouse. Netflix's dive into the dark, intriguing world of Tom Ripley has just become the talk of the town with the release of its new series, Ripley. This adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's celebrated novel, The Talented Mr. Ripley, along with elements from its sequels, promises a blend of murder, mystery, and the art of self-invention that's bound to captivate viewers. The series stands out not just for its source material, but also for its creative team and cast. Directed by Steven Zaillian, Ripley features Andrew Scott in the titular role, with Johnny Flynn, Dakota Fanning, and Elliot Sumner rounding out the main cast. This adaptation takes viewers on a visual journey from the streets of 1960s New York to the sun-drenched Amalfi Coast of Italy, all presented in striking black-and-white cinematography. What sets this series apart is its unique blend of the original narrative with new elements that deepen the storyline. The incorporation of Caravaggio's paintings and an expanded role for the police inspector add layers to Ripley's character and the overall plot. These creative choices not only pay homage to Highsmith's work, but also offer a fresh perspective on Ripley's complex world. Ripley premiered on Netflix on April 4, 2024, marking a significant addition to the platform's roster of original content. Available for streaming with a monthly subscription, this series invites both new audiences and fans of the novels to delve into the captivating world of Tom Ripley, leaving the door open for potential future adaptations of the remaining books. As Ripley weaves its tale of intrigue and identity, it's clear this adaptation is a must-watch for anyone looking for their next binge-worthy series. In a bold move to clean up its platform, X, the company formerly known as Twitter, is rolling out significant changes aimed at bots and trolls. Spearheaded by Elon Musk, these adjustments mark a pivotal shift in the platform's strategy to ensure authenticity and enhance user experience. Under Musk's direction, X is revisiting the verification process. Initially transitioned to a paid model, the blue check verification will now be available for free to users boasting more than 2,500 verified followers. This change aims to restore trust and value to the verification badge, distinguishing genuine influencers and public figures from impersonators. Moreover, the benefits escalate for those with a larger following. Accounts surpassing the 5,000 verified follower mark are granted a complimentary Premium Plus subscription. This tier not only reduces the ad clutter for users with over 2,500 followers, but also prioritizes their tweets and feeds, ensuring their voice is heard louder and clearer. For the elite circle with more than 5,000 followers, the platform promises an almost ad-free experience, coupled with even higher tweet visibility. Musk's crusade against inauthentic activity doesn't stop at redefining verification. He's committed to identifying and legally challenging the sources of bot and troll proliferation on X. This aggressive stance underscores the company's dedication to purifying its social ecosystem. These strategic updates are a direct response to the backlash Musk faced following his initial monetization of the verification process. The move had sparked widespread criticism and a surge in impersonation cases, prompting a reevaluation of the platform's approach to ensuring authenticity. With these changes, X aims to rebuild its reputation as a trustworthy and user-friendly social media environment. Marvel's Fantastic Four is gearing up for a July 2025 release with an intriguing twist. Julia Garner will play a gender-swapped version of the Silver Surfer, specifically as Shalabal. This casting choice signals a fresh take on the classic character, potentially introducing Galactus as a formidable villain in the storyline. The ensemble cast features Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Eben Moss Bacharach as Ben Grimm. On April 4th day, Marvel Studios teased fans with a poster and offered free access to Pivotal Comics, suggesting Galactus as the primary antagonist and hinting at the involvement of the Future Foundation in the film's plot. The Future Foundation, a brainchild of Reed Richards in the comics, is poised to play a significant role not only in this film, but also in the broader MCU's Avengers: Secret Wars narrative. The absence of a cast for Galactus and the futuristic vibe suggested by the April 4th day poster indicate a departure from the traditional 1960s setting, steering the storyline towards a more contemporary backdrop. Drawing inspiration from iconic comics such as Fantastic Four No. 1, No. 48, No. 49, No. 50, and Fantastic Four: Life Story. No. 1. The film promises to weave a rich narrative tapestry. These comics, now available for free on the Marvel Unlimited app, are direct influences on the film's storyline, offering fans a glimpse into the thematic direction of the upcoming movie. Directed by Matt Shakman, the Fantastic Four movie is shaping up to be a landmark addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, blending classic elements with new interpretations. In a candid reveal, actress Hannah Waddingham shared the mental trauma she experienced while filming a harrowing torture scene for Game of Thrones. This disclosure, made during an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, sheds light on the oft-overlooked human cost of creating some of television's most iconic moments. Waddingham detailed the grueling process of being waterboarded for 10 hours, strapped to a table with leather straps, which has left her with chronic claustrophobia and visible strap marks. This experience, she explained, was part of her commitment to delivering the best performance possible for the show. However, it also highlights a significant issue with the show's on-set culture, which she and other cast members, including Kit Harington and Emilia Clarke, have criticized for its lack of support and sensitivity towards actors. The discussion with Colbert underscores a stark contrast between the practices on the set of Game of Thrones and current industry standards, which now often include the presence of intimacy coordinators to advocate for actors' safety and comfort. Despite these controversies, the Game of Thrones franchise continues to grow, with spin-offs like House of the Dragon and Dunk an Egg in development, even as some projects have been shelved after substantial investment. This ongoing expansion of the Westeros universe reflects the enduring popularity of the franchise, even as it grapples with its past treatment of cast members. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.